This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Santa Clara, California at ZenCon 2014. And my guest today is Samantha Quiñones.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. And Samantha, of course, you've been on Nomad PHP, our sister project, and but you recently changed jobs. You went from Politico and you moved over to AOL, which quite honestly surprised me because I'm thinking, you know, AOL in my mind is still dial-up modems and things like that. But y'all got some exciting things going on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're working on?
Sure. Yeah, it surprised me a little bit too when they first when they first contacted me. I was like, wow, AOL's still around. And I started talking to the person who would eventually become my manager at AOL, and I was like, wow, they sounds like you guys are working on some really really cool stuff. And after having a couple more conversations, I realized that AOL's doing some really, really interesting stuff in the media space. So kind of over the years, AOL's morphed from being that dial-up internet email provider into being a media provider. So a lot of people don't realize AOL owns Huffington Post. And we own Engadget and Joystick and TechCrunch and a lot of really, really big popular media properties. So
very cool. A new TechCrunch. I did not know Engadget.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we have, I don't want to give a number because I'd probably be inaccurate, but many, many different properties that we run. So actually, the team that I joined there is called the AOL Media Platform team. So we do run the stuff like Joystick and Engadget. And we're doing some really, really cool stuff. Obviously, we have a tremendously high traffic platform, and all of these different blogs run out of a single platform. So some of the really cool stuff that attracted me is actually that GitHub, we have a huge GitHub profile and about 40 different repositories, open source repositories, of different tools that we use internally at AOL that we've opened up for the public. So, and they range across a whole lot of things. So we have some really cool PHP stuff. We have some a lot of JavaScript, like Node.js. We do a lot of stuff with Gravity. So there's a lot of really, really interesting projects that we have available, open source projects on GitHub. So I've been trying to get the word out. We actually just launched a GitHub page. It's aol.github.io. And it's just sort of a an introduction to all of the many open source projects that we have. So one of the things that we're really excited about, we have this cache link service that we use internally, and it's a way of providing this uniform instance to a cache a caching infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
Right, and so we have our cache link service, and then we have a PHP client, for example. So there's a lot of really neat tools that we use to make our environment more performant that we're trying to you know give back to the community.
That's very cool.
So yeah, it's a really interesting time to be at AOL. I think we're really trying to I don't want to say assert, but really get kind of back out into the community, and let people know that we're still out here and we're still doing some really really cool stuff.
And you're working with PHP in AOL's within AOL's infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. So like our media platform is primarily PHP.
Oh, really?
We have some Node stuff and some other stuff in that. Stack,
yeah, these days nobody is a vertical stack of any tech.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's actually a really really cool technology infrastructure. We're doing a lot of stuff with Paul Jones like Aura. Stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. So it's some really new cutting edge PHP stuff, and it's really very exciting to work not just with some of like the latest cutting edge PHP stuff, but doing it at a really really high scale. I think it's a it's an interesting experiment into how powerful this language can be. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and PHP is very powerful. I've worked with it in some large-scale environments, and very pleased with how it performs, although nothing at the scale that y'all are working at.
Yeah.
So, well, that's very cool. Let's wrap this up. I want to ask you the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
Okay, so it's the DCPHP user group, and it's, dcphp.net.
Okay.
I think, yes. DCPHP.net.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for spending some time with us, Voices of the Elephant today. I want to thank you for being on Nomad PHP because we got a lot of compliments on that. You did a very good session.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
And thank you for everything that you're doing to help make the PHP a great community, a wonderful community.
This community is worth it. It's a great community.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.